Now, here's one. Would it be inconsistent in one's philosophy to engage in video games that promote a different world or reality? Games or novels or movies that shift focus away from the realities and laws of this world and focus on a reality with irrational rules like magic, etc. I say all those things that you describe are perfectly moral. The broad issue, whether it's entertainment or even art, is that it is an escape from the problems of life. The whole essence of art is the creation of another world that you contemplate and enter, which is not this world. And fantasy is a form of that. There is nothing wrong with fantasy. For instance, in sex, it's virtually essential because it enables a younger person, or older for that matter, to concretize and imagine what they really want, what would turn them on. The only problem with the, quote, escape is if you know the distinction. As long as you know the difference between reality and the fantasy, and so long as you know that ultimately your life is in the real world, and if you have fantasized a lover, you really want it in reality, not just to live in fantasy forever, then all those kinds of escape are fine. Even video games, they're not art, but they're a different kind of escape. And the rules are in quotes, magic, but they have some structure or you couldn't play the games at all. This is merely amusement. You test your dexterity, your reflexes, you're having fun, you are not evading anything. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I used to play Ms. Pac-Man in the days when I had reflexes. I enjoyed that and I was in no way, you know, departing from reality or inconsistent with objectivism. I didn't even have any practical reality-oriented implications of it. It wasn't a good rest.